Do it yourself.
Thank you, Ms. Burns. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming this early in the morning. Now, let me ask you one question. Who slept well last night? Anyone? Thank you. Now, who thinks that you sleep well in general? Okay, thank you. Well, today, I would like to talk to you about how sleep deficiency affects our performance. I suppose this is not such a relevant topic for those of you who raised your hand a minute ago, as you usually sleep well. But maybe you may get some useful information for your family or friends who are not getting enough sleep. Here is the outline of my presentation today. First, I will talk about the background information of research on sleep. Then I will move on to the purpose of this particular study. After that, the methods will be explained, and finally, I will discuss the findings. As you can probably imagine, there are a lot of studies about sleep deficiency. However, most of them are about... Now I'd like to discuss the research method. What I did is a generic qualitative research study. I conducted semi-structured interviews with 10 participants. These participants were selected using the criteria shown on this slide. Number one is that the person is over 20 years old. Number two, I decided to have 5 females and 5 males. Number three, I would like to move on to the findings. Let me show you one participant's comment here on the slide. Finally, let me summarize what we have looked at. This is a qualitative research study on sleep deficiency. I had 10 participants, all adults, 5 females and 5 males. This time my participants were all adults, so it might be interesting to explore how sleep deficiency affects teenagers. That's all I have to say today, so now is the time for a question and answer session. Unfortunately, we seem to have run out of time. Thank you very much for your attention.